Listen to this Ross report for all the updates. Hi, I'm Moira Bransky, and you're listening to the Ross Report podcast, of course, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's Friday, May 11th, right here at Gillette Stadium, and the guys still made it out just for you. Tom Casale, Andy Hart, Paul Perl, and of course, Brian Lowe, talking about preparation for minicamp.
All right, thanks, Laurie, once again, and we are here with the roster report on the brink of the rookie minicamp. It doesn't get much better than this. We are indeed in minicamp season. Rookie minicamp this weekend, the full squad minicamp in a couple weeks, and about 17 or so, I think it's 16 or 17 draft picks and undrafted free agents, and then I'm sure there'll be some assorted
trialists
as well, will be on hand starting today and through this weekend. So I guess in light of that, who do you guys think in terms of these seven rookie free agents who were signed this week? This is the only transaction of the week. Larry Anam, Kyle Bissinger, Matt Gutierrez, Jake Norton, Quentin Smith, Justin Warren, Zach West. Who's going to open our eyes this weekend? Like Randall Gay, Mike Wright.
The most interesting story is Gutierrez,
the quarterback.
I just heard his arm isn't the same since those surgeries. He didn't have a great year at Idaho State where he transferred. He was at one time a big recruit for Michigan. I don't know what he has. We'll see this weekend. But he's obviously the most interesting story.
Right, and his arm strength is something you can see immediately. You don't need pads. You can see that right away.
And if his arm was the same, he wouldn't have been an undrafted rookie free agent signed on May 8th. He would have been drafted on the 28th or 29th. There you go, Paul. Go right ahead.
Paul needs the list to discuss them. But the only guys I'd be really interested in, and not necessarily for this weekend because you're not going to see a lot, but the linebackers. Bissinger and Quentin Smith, I guess. Justin Warren.
Right.
The two linebackers, they both have pretty good size. For the Patriots,
size won't be
prototype.
Step will be.
6'3", 255 for Bissinger and Warren 6'3", 237, a little smaller, but certainly big enough to play in the system. There's been some undrafted guys in the recent past, Corey Mays and Pierre Woods last year, one inside, one outside, guys that have stuck around a little bit as practice squad guys. Mays was on the practice squad and then made it to the roster. Woods was on the roster throughout. So those are the two guys I guess I would be looking for, probably more along the line of veteran minicamp and into training camp than
this
week.
No one's making or breaking the roster this weekend against other rookies and rookie free agents.
But beyond the obvious quarterback situation, I would say the linebackers to me are the most intriguing.
Well, certainly the rookies. Justice Hairston, I'm intrigued to see what he looks like in terms of his size, but everybody questions. He has good measurables in terms of 40 time and jumping and all that, but then everyone questions his burst. So maybe he doesn't put all the measurables together on the field. Be interesting to see what he looks like.
Yeah, and I'm interested in seeing, obviously, from other than Merriweather, is Kareem Brown.
Yeah.
He's a guy that is supposed to have a lot of quickness to him, a lot of explosion, so he's someone I'm going to keep my eye on.
Yeah, and for me, I'll stick with the linebackers below. I'll go with Justin Rogers if we're going to go to the specifically for the draft picks. One of the things that I always like and I'm always intrigued by is the whole Belichick transition from the defensive line to the linebackers. We know it's a long list of guys that Belichick has successfully done it with. He's tried it a lot. Some of them have worked. A lot of them have worked. We'll have to see if Justin Rogers is the next one that maybe somewhere down the line makes that transformation.
Well, and like we've said, there's only so much we'll be able to see this weekend because they're only going up against each other. They're not really going up against anyone. They're only out there doing drills with each other. And then at the veteran minicamp, again, won't be able to tell too much. Maybe next week we'll analyze a little bit what we saw from this weekend. Talking about the roster as a whole, a few other players who we've spoken to this week. Ellis Hobbs spoke earlier in the week about his wrist and a few other topics. You mentioned that Asante Samuel is down in Florida training, which isn't necessarily out of the norm for him, but wasn't really forthcoming in terms of what his current status is and if we're going to see him anytime soon. As we look at the cornerback position, and still nothing has changed with Asante Samuel, we're now in the month of May. What do you guys make of the current situation at cornerback? Hobbs, with his health, can he become a number one cornerback? Any latest information you guys have on Asante Samuel?
The long and short of that one is no. I don't think any of us has spoken to Samuel.
No. And we've seen over the last couple of weeks some of the other franchise types sign there. Justin Smith
signed.
With some very interesting comments, by the way, saying he was glad to get it done, which all he did was put his name on the franchise tender. Chris Brown signed.
Not Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, the kicker?
Oh, Chris Brown, the kicker. I'm thinking
he
the running back.
I was thinking franchise
the
tender.
Yeah, right.
That might be it. Those two. But there were some only, of the other guys have signed. Right. You know, Briggs is obviously still out
Redding,
there.
Redding.
I'm not sure, but some of those guys have started to sign. Yeah. But there's been absolutely nothing on the Asante front.
What other positions after now that we've had the draft and the Patriots have made the moves that they made that weekend and with the wide receiver, what positions or where do you think the team has the most work to do as far as player acquisition and building a roster between now and training camp?
Well, I still think they need to add something at linebacker. We've talked about Seau and bringing in a veteran or somebody to rotate through, give you some depth there because you have nothing really behind your starting four. We've talked a little bit on this show, and I guess reports out of Tennessee, Chris Brown is mulling an offer from the Patriots to come in and maybe serve as a veteran backup running back type. And maybe the secondary. I mean, I don't really know who's out there at this point. Obviously, they added Torrey James. They have bodies there. But, you know, those would be the spots that still seem a little bit up in the air.
Yeah, just some depth there on defense. I agree with Andy.
And I think the Chris Brown signing would be a good one. I think that's something to look forward to in the next couple weeks.
Yeah. But it's interesting what he's mulling. That would be the question. You know, does he still think he's going somewhere to be a lead dog, a franchise-type running back, get all his carries? Because I think it's ideal. Because, you know, you look at this on paper, I think as a player, Chris Brown, you say, is Lawrence Maroney going to be able to hold up for the full season? If not, and I sign there, I'm next in line. I might get a month of football where I am the starter, where I'm getting 25 carries a game. And he's a guy in his own right who's never been able to handle all the carries. So in my mind, it would be a great situation for him. And then you add in the fact that they are, by the way, the favorites to go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
I think it would be a no-brainer.
Yeah, we talked about this on Wednesday, too, B-Low, and Andy made the point. If you're looking for a backup, just strictly to be a backup every game, you know, 8, 10 carries, 5 carries, whatever, Sammy Morris is fine, but if, like Andy's alluding to, if this for whatever reason you're without Maroney for a game or two or longer, I don't think Sammy Morris is fine. If you're going to ask someone to carry it 20 times, I'd rather have that be Chris Brown than Sammy Morris, and that's where I think it gets a little intriguing. But what's working against maybe the Patriots, a lot of these guys that have come in these one-year deals, you know, Randy Moss, Stallworth, Washington, I know that they're longer-term deals, but they're basically one-year packs. They can do that because if they come in and they're productive, they're going to be able to write their own ticket. Well, Chris Brown's going to look at it and say, I can't necessarily sign a one-year deal with the assumption that I'm going to have a great year and put up some production and then be able to go somewhere because I can't be guaranteed that Maroney's not going to be healthy. So he might
think he's just laying in the weeds for a job where
that's
he might
what I think it's interesting what you say. What's he looking to do? Is he looking to be the lead guy or is he content to say, all right, let me go for a year for the Patriots, hope I get some opportunities, and then be able to move on?
And there are still some teams. I mean, Buffalo drafted a running back in the first round, Green Bay in the second or third round, but Tennessee, which is where he came from.
I'm surprised if Buffalo wanted him. I thought that they would have made a play for him.
And Buffalo, Buffalo drafted two. They drafted a kid from Fresno State in the third round. Right?
I don't think that they're probably not in the market for him.
Because there aren't any teams with glaring. I mean, I think Tennessee is the only team with a glaring need at running back. Who do they have right now?
Lendale White.
They have Lendale White.
Who's being rumored and the other there?
Can they take Chris Henry too?
Oh, Chris Henry.
Oh,
yeah.
It's Chris Henry. Okay.
They have a couple of young, slow, overweight running backs.
Not the Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver,
but he's also
but a different
been there. Maybe they don't want him. Maybe he doesn't want to be back there.
Right.
I don't know.
No, of course. And so at this point, if you're a player at virtually any position, you're a free agent. You're not necessarily going to find a team that's going to plug you in as a starter necessarily.
Well, that's why I'm wondering if he's going to maybe wait even longer. Rather than do it now, you're already in that midway phase there. You wait even longer until an injury comes up or somebody gets hurt in veteran minicamp. Then all of a sudden you try to swoop in and take a starting job.
What do you think Corey Dillon ends up doing?
That. I think he tries to swoop in somewhere, get there late. At the very least, play the Ty Law game where I'm not coming until mid-August.
At this stage of the offseason, since nothing is going to be guaranteed to you if you do sign somewhere, you might as well not worry about going to all the mini camps and putting your body in through that and just wait until a team.
I'd be stunned if he signed any time before, say, the middle of July.
Right. At this stage.
Probably, I probably tend to go more to August.
But.
If anything, the money. Yeah,
he doesn't really like training camp.
We saw that firsthand when he was here. Training camp wasn't necessarily high on his priority list.
Right. Well, as we look at the roster, the Patriots have, not including the rookie free agents that they signed this week, 36 defensive players, 37 offensive players, 6 specialists, and sometime between now and 3 months from now, it'll be cut down from whatever that is, 82, 84 to 53. And that process continues with the rookie minicamp.
That's
this
a
weekend.
Great close right there. Bureau.
How about that? No, actually, we're going to go on to another subject now. Oh. We're going to end it right there with this edition of the Ross Report. Next week, we'll talk about what we saw at this rookie camp and maybe talk about any other transactions that Patriots might have. So, for Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and Tom Casale, I'm Brian Lowe, and we send it back to Laurie.
Thanks, guys. That's all for today. Remember to keep checking Patriots.com for all your latest Patriots information. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!